brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones, and welcome to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Here on this September 11th, the 6th anniversary of the mass murder of 3,000 Americans at the hands of a criminal elite at the head of our government. Before the break, I was talking about a interview that Evan Solomon did with Lee Hamilton, the vice chair of the 911 Commission. And let me just continue on with that. Solomon is quoting something he wrote. The commission avoids another embarrassing problem, explaining how WTC-7 could have collapsed, also at virtually free fall speed, by simply not mentioning the collapse of this building. Building 7 of the WTC was 47 stories high, so it would have been considered a giant skyscraper if it had been anywhere other than next to the 110-story Twin Towers. But the collapse of such a huge building was not even considered worthy of comment by the commission. And then he goes on, David Ray Griffin says, if Hamilton had regarded the commission as a truth-seeking body, and if he had hoped that its report was devoid of factual errors, he surely would have been motivated to read some critiques of it. Had he done so, he could hardly have avoided coming across passages such as this. And yet he evidently believed that the commission's report had discussed the collapse of WTC-7. Solomon later came back to the question, during which the following exchange occurred. Solomon, you said that the commission report did mention World Trade Center Building 7 in it. Did it mention it or didn't it? Hamilton, the commission reviewed the question of the Building 7 collapse. I don't know specifically if it's in the report. I can't recall that, but it is. And then Solomon says, I don't think it was in the report. Hamilton says, then, okay, I'll accept your word for that. Solomon, was there a decision not to put it in the report? Hamilton, I do not recall. That was a specific discussion in the commission, and we rejected the idea of putting Building 7 in. I don't recall that. So I presume that the report was written without reference to Building 7 at all because of all the tension was on the Trade Tower buildings. Okay, so there's the exchange. Again, Hamilton, vice chair, well, I don't recall about Building 7. I just don't recall. See, I'm only the vice chairman of the 911 Commission. I don't recall. You know, we were looking at the other two buildings there, and I just don't recall. But however, he does, when he does say this, Hamilton, quote, Hamilton, the commission reviewed the question of the Building 7 collapse. Well, if Hamilton is saying here that the commission reviewed the question of the Building 7 collapse, then how can Governor Thomas Keene tell me he didn't know anything I was talking about? You see, there's a little problem there. You know, what's the old expression? You know, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. When you tell lies, you get exposed by other people's comments. Excuse me. So there you have Thomas Keene caught in a lie. He didn't know anything I was talking about. Okay, that's a lie. That's one of the lies. And then the second thing he says is that there wasn't a loss of life in that building. Well, yes, there was. If you believe Barry Jennings, the Deputy Director of Emergency Management Services of the Housing Division of the City of New York, who when he arrived at the lobby of Building 7, after having come down a second group of stairs from the 8th floor where the landing blew up underneath him and the 6th floor landing was destroyed, he says there was bodies littered in the lobby. Gee, Thomas Keene, you really got a problem with your credibility. All right, when we get back, we're going to be taking some questions. 1-800-259-9231.
Oh, Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Vasey, substituting for Alex Jones, and we're gonna be taking calls for a lot of the rest of the show. Alex is hopefully going to call in a few times and disrupt that. Quite frankly, I hope he does. Once again, the number is 1-800-259-9231, and I would appreciate it. We're concentrating on September 11th today, so I would appreciate it if most of these calls had to do with that topic of September 11th. Once again, the number is 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be discussing September 11th. I understand that I have Ruth from North Carolina on the line. Ruth, are you there?
Yes.
Ruth, what's up?
Well, I didn't want to ask a question. I wanted to listen to, you know, what you're saying. I'm unable to hear the whole program today, and I've been trying to listen when I couldn't hear it in the daytime at night, and I want to know, where can I get it at night? The old frequencies, I just can't get him anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, I know that if you have a computer, you can go.
I don't have a computer. I have to go with shortwave.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if the show is rebroadcast on. I'm just a hired help, temporary today. So I don't know the answer to that question. However, you ought to get a computer or go over to a friend's house who's got a computer and go to Infowars.com and click on the listen live button. See, this show is rebroadcast over and over and over again on Alex's website, Infowars.com. As soon as it goes off the air, they play it over and over again.
Listen, I'm 80 years old. Those things you're telling me to do are sort of impossible.
No. Well, you know, you've got to... You know, unfortunately, that computer is the thing now. The internet is the wave of the future, and that's where all the real news is now. And so,
Well, I hear a great bunch of stuff that they're trying to destroy that too.
Well, yeah, but they hadn't done it yet. And really, the internet is where you get the real news. If you know where to filter out all the garbage, and of course, people like Alex Jones know how to filter out the garbage. You have the correct websites. That's where the information is. I apologize. I do not know right off the top of my head if Alex's show is rebroadcast on any shortwave stations. But I appreciate the call, Ruth. Thank you very much. Okay, we've got Frank in New York calling in. Frank?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, it's raining in Manhattan today, in Brooklyn. And as I glance out my window, I can see lower Manhattan. No, I just wanted to say a couple things. One of the most damning and glaring omission from the official 9/11 commission report was the fact that the order regarding the security decision-making that for over 40 years had rested with NORAD in the event of any attack or any kind of direct, defense against an offensive air attack.
Wow, it was a normal thing.
Central Command would make that decision, yet it was Bush's administration, most notably Vice President Cheney and Rumsfeld, that in May had changed that order. Now, that meant that NORAD, even though they testified in front of the commission and in front of several panels of Congress, they never disclosed that. So ultimately, that's probably the most damning smoking gun. And also the fact that this occurred when major war games and simulations were occurring, and the fact that there was an aircraft carrier about 175 miles off the coast of Long Island that could have sent F-18 Hornets after the first hit on the World Trade Center to protect New York City. And I think that alone should be massive impeachment for everyone involved in that.
Yeah, nobody,
the cabinet,
you know,
and Bush.
Nobody got in trouble for anything. That's another
that's
thing.
Absolutely correct.
You know, there's something going on here when the standard defense for the so-called screw-ups is we are competent professionals and we know what we're doing. We do it all the time. But the truth of the matter is we is stupid. That defense has come up over and over and over again, the we is stupid defense. And weren't we unlucky that day, defense? You know, yes, of course, it's standard operating procedure when a plane goes off course and refuses to respond to the radio. It's standard operating procedure. You don't have to call the White House. You don't have to call Dick Cheney. You don't have to call Donald Rumsfeld. You just call NORAD like they do dozens and dozens of times and say, well, flight XYZ has gone off course and it's not responding to the radio. And so for decades...
Well, NORAD's system was a fail-safe defense.
Yeah.
And that was actually designed in the late 40s. And what's very interesting about it is that if that isn't a smoking gun that shows direct complicity or some type of knowledge, and the fact also that apparently someone knew Bush's Air Force One code name during this event, which is supposedly why Bush was rushed to different military bases during the day of September 11th. The only person that would have had access to that code would have been someone within the highest levels of the CIA, the Secret Service, and the government.
Well, Frank, you neglected to say something there.
I say, my friend?
Well, you said that he was rushed, but you remember the rush didn't happen until after he sat there like a bumbling idiot.
Reading the story of the little book about the donkey to the students, absolutely.
My pet goat. You know, that you want to talk about a smoking gun. Thank you, Frank. Thank you for the call. I'm going to elaborate on that. Appreciate the call. That one right there. Here you have the President of the United States of America, our imperious leader and the leader of our illustrious armed forces. We are under attack on September 11th. One plane is already smacked into a building. Our imperious leader is in the Florida classroom reading My Pet Goat to the first graders. Another plane smacks into the other tower. And he just sits there like the bumbling fool. And where is the Secret Service? Their entire job is to protect the life of the President of the United States. If you believe the horse manure that is the official conspiracy theory about September 11th, that the crazy Arabs with Osama bin Laden in the lead in the cave in Afghanistan passing out box cutter knives, if you believe that line of bull, then that means that we were under attack from forces unknown. And there's an airport just a few miles away from where the president was. His visit was publicized. Everybody knew where he was going to be. The crazy Arabs would have known where he was going to be. And for all they knew, they had a jet laden with explosives and crazy Arabs heading straight for him, or maybe a van full of Libyans or something like that from that movie, driving down the street to attack the president of the United States. And the Secret Service sat there and did nothing, ladies and gentlemen, nothing. Their job is to protect the President of the United States. Heck, their job was to protect the little kids. If the President was a potential target, which of course he would have been, then they would have grabbed him immediately and got him out of there. And what was the lame excuse for them not doing it? What was it? Some, well, you know, we didn't want to upset the little children. What a bunch of horse pocky. Come on. You know, that's another smoking gun. I'm glad Frank steered me into that, because that's another smoking gun. And what Frank said is true. What he said is true. The standard operating procedure for what to do when an airplane goes off course and won't respond to the radio was changed shortly before September 11th. And the responsibility, I think, was put with the Vice President and Secretary of Defense. You know, again, one of those, well, gee, wasn't we unlucky defenses. Well, gee whiz, how fortunate for them that the standard operating procedure was suspended just before September 11th. That's one of the things I think about September 11th. I think that in order to believe the official bull, you have to be not a conspiracy theorist, you have to be a coincidence theorist. That this line of coincidences that, oops, just happened to happen, like Frank mentioned, the drills. They had these drills going on that day, simulating hijacked aircraft all over the United States. What a coincidence. Oh, and it confused our air defenses because they were having hijacking drills going on at the exact same time that the real thing happened. What a coincidence. The problem with September 11th, you have these coincidences stacked on coincidence, stacked on coincidence, stacked on coincidence, until if you know anything about math and probability, the official story is an impossibility. Kind of reminds me of that, the bombing in London, the 7-7 bombing in London a few years later, where, oh, it just happened to be that the British were practicing the exact same kind of drill at the exact same time, at the exact same locations, when the real thing happened. Oh, come on. You know, it's impossible. I mean, I think they did a mathematical study on what the odds of that were. And it was like some kind of grain of sand in the ocean type result. It's impossible. So, again, Frank, thank you for that call. You pointed out some really good things. Let's see who we have next. We have Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, hi there. Had three quick questions for you. The first one is the exchange that you were talking about that between Norm Mineta, Transportation Secretary, between Cheney and the aide.
Yeah.
Now, where did that take place? You said the
it took place in the there's apparently an operations or command bunker in the White House basement.
Okay.
And Cheney arrived there, and there's a big dispute about when he arrived there, because there's all these conflicting stories. But Norman Mineta was in that command bunker. And he testified before the 911. You can actually watch it. It's on video. You can watch Norman Mineta say this.
Yeah, that's what I was. I was wondering what is. Do you know what video that is on?
I'm sure there's lots of sites. I would just suggest you go to Google Video and type in Mineta. You know, pop. It'll pop right up. You know.
Oh, okay.
And he's relating that they're in the bunker. This plane is approaching Washington. And this young officer is going in there saying, hey, do the orders still stand? It's getting closer and closer. That was Norman Mineta. Listen, Steve, let me hold you over. You got anything else to add?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let me hold you over until after the break, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Steve from Colorado. This is Bob Dacey on the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show on September 11th, 2007. Before the break, we were talking to Steve, and Steve, you said you had something else you wanted to add to this discussion.
Yeah, I had two other quick questions. First of all, were you asked what university was it at where you asked the questions of Tom Kane?
Okay, that's a Southwestern University in Georgetown.
Okay, Georgetown, isn't that interesting? Okay,
right. It's Georgetown, Texas, not Georgetown up there near in Washington, D.C. It's Georgetown,
okay.
Texas.
Yeah, and then the last question was, the American Statesman, is that an unreliable mag? I'm sorry, I've never heard of it before. So.
The Austin American Statesman is the paper in Austin, Texas. It's a huge mama. I mean, they have huge subscribers, and they've been the rag in Austin forever, ever since I was a little kid and before. So they are a big paper. They're not a mom and pop shop at all.
I see. Okay.
They are totally controlled by corporate globalist interests completely.
I see. Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad you are mentioning the people, or some of the people that you've mentioned so far are CFR. I'm glad you are pointing that out carefully.
Well, you know, I'm one of those tinfoil hat wearing kooks who actually believes that the Council on Foreign Relations is a bad thing. I mean, I've studied them for years, and I've read their reports and their papers and their pronouncements, how they have to erode national sovereignty piece by piece because it's more effective than the old-fashioned frontal assault. And I'm aware of their pronouncements, like, for example, their CFR wannabe Christopher Hayes, the writer for The Nation magazine, whose publisher, editor, and owner, Katrina Vandenheuvel, is a longtime member of the CFR, and their statements about how the rubes, now the rubes, that would be you and me and other Americans, are concerned about the lack of dialogue about post-national America. Post-national America. America after it's a nation. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't like the CFR. I really don't.
Call us useless eaters, too.
Yes, we're useless eaters, useless feeders. We're cattle that need to be herded into little containers where they can milk us.
Nothing like terms of endearment.
And
thanks a lot.
I appreciate the call. That was Steve from Colorado. Yeah, they want to. And of course, their latest craze is wanting to stick new cow udders on all of us in the form of tolling us for everywhere we go, all over the country. They just start charging us for everywhere we go. And that's another topic. But anyway, back to September 11th. I have Larry from Idaho on the line. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am, Bob. And I was wanting to know, how is it possible that the Pentagon was hit an hour and 20 minutes after the attacks started?
Well, that's because we are stupid, don't you know?
Well, there was no response from Andrews Air Force Base. It's only 10 miles away. And
well,
that's where the National Guard is supposed to control the airspace over the Capitol.
Larry, we have a country full of military professionals, okay? The Pentagon is the most secure military facility in the world. It is the command center of the United States military. And what happens when it's under attack is they send the fighters out over the Atlantic, see?
Oh, yeah, over Atlantic, completely away from the Capitol.
Yeah, you know, the buildings have been attacked. New York's been attacked. There's incoming something or other coming into Washington. And so the fighters, they go out over the Atlantic to look for commies, I guess.
Right.
It's the we is stupid defense. We is stupid. Give me a promotion.
Just like Giuliano is also a CFR member.
I don't think he actually is. I think he's got a lot of CFR ties, but I don't think he's actually on the list per se. So
get hold of Colonel Craig Roberts, and he'll tell you different.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not in the official published list. The last one I got, but I guess you could say he's at the very least a CFR wannabe. Larry, you got anything else?
I believe that's all.
All right. Larry, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Up next, we have Tony in Florida. Tony, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey, for taking my call.
Nobody calls me Mr. Dacey except my dad. I mean, except my... nobody calls me Mr. Dacey. That's my dad. That's not me. I'm Bob.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm Southern. It's just part of it.
Oh, that's all right. I understand.
This is a very, a very interesting day. I kind of want to take up where Frank was in the... It seems to be a thread that is emerging. I was in the military September 11th. I kind of want to bring this perspective about the issue about the Pentagon.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You are lucky you. We're coming up on a break, Tony, so hold that thought, and we'll be back with Tony from Florida in about 3 minutes, and we're talking about September 11th and all the inconsistencies and the official fairy tale This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó.
Okay, this is Bob Dacey returning after the break for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. That's new bumper music. I hadn't heard that one yet. We were talking to Tony, and before I go back to Tony, I want to read the results of an MSNBC poll that came out the other day. This is MSNBC. This isn't the crazy, wacky, kooky people or anything. This is MSNBC. This is a live vote. The question is, do you believe any of the conspiracy theories suggesting the U.S. government was somehow involved in 9-1-1? Now, this was the results as of September the 8th when I printed this off. You have almost 85,000 responses to this question. Do you believe any of the conspiracy theories suggesting the U.S. government was somehow involved in 9-1-1? 65% of the respondents said yes. The government has left many questions unanswered about that day. Only 29% said no. Wow, we're making progress, aren't we? Okay, back to Tony in Florida. Tony, what did you want to contribute?
Yes, sir. For me, the Pentagon is the glaring omission right there. The Pentagon.
Which, specifically what? Because I've always been leery of the Pentagon thing because of the the lack of credible information that's coming from the government, and all the conflicting eyewitness accounts and the conflicting discussion about whether or not the plane could have been flown by an amateur pilot, and whether indeed it was a plane, and the lack of evidence coming out from what else it possibly could have been. So I'm a little fuzzy on that one. What is your take on that?
My take on it from, and I think people who have served in the military or served, you know, in this, served as some kind of civilian, people who work within it, for me, and this is something that my buddy that I was serving with, he just came from the Pentagon, and we were both stationed in California for CB construction battalion units. When it hit the Pentagon, we both looked at each other. The first thing came out of his mouth is, there's no way. It's too heavily restricted. And everybody that I've talked to, I mean, that's just obvious.
So what you're saying, let me see if I can put some words in your mouth here. What you're saying is, regardless of whatever it was that supposedly smacked into the Pentagon, because it's so heavily defended, it never could have gotten there.
Sir, there's no way.
That's what you're saying.
No way that after an hour and a half of a plane that was reported to be removed, there's no way that nothing should have been scrambled around the Pentagon.
So
especially after two attacks, that's just completely. There's the level of complacency within the government to allow that is just glaring.
So you're saying that the we as stupid defense doesn't fly in that case?
Oh, there's no, absolutely not. But people buying into that.
Yeah, how
and it's amazing.
How do people buy into the thought that well after both towers had been smacked into, the Pentagon takes a direct hit? How can the people buy into that?
Well, the people, as you know, and then you know, the people have been subjugated to just their minds have been completely muddled with so much disinformation, so much propaganda, and basically not only the chemical pollutants that are forced into their food and the atmosphere. But their level of engagement at the educational system is just non-existent. There is no critical thinking.
They don't think critically anymore. Well, I heard that the transponder was turned off, and so the military couldn't track the plane.
Well, and in a sense, that's true. But my question is, if that was a reality, you know, then why wasn't their military being flown around in the skies protecting those things? The White House, the Pentagon. It's just completely ludicrous to think that this could have happened by a bunch of people who lived in caves.
Yeah, and also
just don't buy it.
Also, if indeed the military couldn't track the jet, a big monstrous, was it a 757 or something like that, coming into Washington, if they couldn't track it, then what's the young man asking the vice president over and over for? Sir, the plane is 50 miles out. Does the order still stand? Sir, the plane is 30 miles out. Does the order still stand? Sir,
his response was, Have you heard anything different?
Yeah, come on. They were tracking that sucker. Tony, you make an extremely valid point. You say you were in the military.
Correct.
I want to
say something. This issue, 9/11, is the reason why that I crafted 2 weeks later papers to get out under conscientious objector, because I knew what was coming. Let me bring everybody back. Do you remember what happened in 1990, that whole invasion of Kuwait? Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
Let's don't forget now, if you type in internal look, you'll bring about an exercise, a military exercise that simulated, guess what, Iraq's invasion of Kuwait at the exact moment that Iraq invaded Kuwait. Let's don't forget as well that Cheney was the Secretary of Defense during those times.
Oh, boy. Somebody
now, here's something else,
we got to look that up. You say it's internal look?
Internal look, yes, sir.
That was
it's right there.
Oh, we need to find out.
Cheney crafted Secretary of Defense. It's completely, in 2000 in Southern California, the CBs were commissioned to go and build up these mock urban cities, okay? There was a war game that was going on, and it was called Operation Blue Shield or something like that. Basically, it was the blue team and the red team. The red team was, you know, the United States forces who were coming in into a Middle Eastern country who had a dictator. There were supposed weapons of mass destruction, so we had to go in. And, you know, CBs are building this stuff, and I'm asking people, you know, why are we doing this? Oh, you know, well, it's part of some training. You start finding out what the training is, and it was basically training for the Iraq War in 2000.
Yeah, and of course, what you're saying, now, I'm unfamiliar with exactly that scenario, but I don't doubt it. But the thing is, I mean, there's a lot of information out that we had military forces surrounding Iraq.
No doubt.
Before it all, and surrounding Afghanistan, I mean, before it ever happened, before September 11th happened. So
no doubt.
And the orders to attack Afghanistan were sitting on the president's desk before September 11th happened. I mean, again, Tony, you pointed out some really good, glaring inconsistencies about the Pentagon, and I appreciate and I agree with your assessment of the Pentagon thing, regardless of whatever that was that smacked into the building, whether it was the flight itself or whether it was a missile or whatever all the wacky theories are, you know, a space beam or whatever. Whatever it was, it never should have happened that far after the attacks in New York had taken place because the Pentagon is so well defended. Tony, thank you for the call. It's a real good call. I appreciate it. Okay, next up we have DB in California. DB, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure all the info warriors out there are stepping up their game today and handing out those DVDs, talking to people. Don't sit around on your couch talking with people who already know about this stuff. Go out and while you're in line at the store,
or
wherever you're at, you need to talk with people that might not get this information because the media is stepping up their game on putting out the propaganda.
They always put out the propaganda, but the problem is they're having a problem with it. I mean, I just read the MSNBC poll that was taken just a couple of days ago where 65% of the American people believe that the United States government was somehow involved in September 11th. I mean, the mainstream media is losing their grip, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, definitely. It has to do with the Internet, like you were just telling that other caller.
Absolutely. When you can,
but then when you have, like my father told me that after this Bin Laden speech, he's telling me I sound like Bin Laden now, you know? Because they got this, whoever wrote that speech, you know?
Isn't it
going
funny?
At Noam Chomsky and other psychop.
Isn't it funny how Bin Laden keeps popping up every time they need him?
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. Bin Laden pops up every time they need him. You think Bin Laden is like a little puppet on a string or something. Uh-oh. Things are going wrong. They're fixing to launch a 911 truth event in New York. Bring on the Bin Laden. You know, and by the way, dye his beard this time. You know, I mean, come on. You know.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a fundamental Islamist, but he's worried about his glamour, you know, so that doesn't
He used to have a lot of gray hair in his beard, but this new Bin Laden videotape, he looks kind of younger, and his hair is all black. I guess, actually, there was even a cartoon in the American Statesman today. I couldn't believe I saw it. There was a cartoon in our local paper showing Bin Laden getting ready to make a speech, and someone's putting Grecian formula on his beard. I mean, that appeared in the Statesman today. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's strange.
Okay, so you want everybody to be on their game and continue to spread the word, and don't be preaching to the choir. Go out and find some new converts. Right?
A lot of times we sit and talk about it amongst ourselves, you know. I mean, they put us in our little protest areas where we're caged away from anyone even seeing what we're doing. So we need to go out into the streets and we need to tell everyone about this.
Well, I tell you what, DB,
it's happening. 65% already on that poll.
We're doing it, man. We're doing it, and the other side is a little worried. I mean, look, think about that. If these people actually do get caught, and you know things evolve such that. Judicial proceedings happen against these people. Can you imagine the people that were complicit in helping them cover this up? The people that weren't probably actually involved in the original attack at all, but people like Thomas Keene, the chairman of the 911 Commission, putting together this tissue of lies to cover up what really happened. You can imagine what kind of trouble they would be in, couldn't you?
Oh, definitely. And it would probably be them that would be in trouble, you know, keep it away from the actual people who were actually orchestrators.
You mean they're going to try to fall on a sword? I don't know how you fall on a sword like that. I mean, you're talking about killing 3,000 Americans in order to go build a pipeline in Afghanistan and get the poppy fields going and morph it into a war in Iraq so we can go steal their oil and send it to the Chinese so that we can fuel their industrial revolution and steal more American jobs.
I wish you could see how much heroin's coming into Southern California right now.
I mean, you know, you're talking about
That's
a crime of unimaginable consequences. That's a problem. The average American, they're nice people, you know, and they just want to be left alone, and they figure, you know, you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. Kind of like a, you know, that golden rule thing, do unto others. They don't have a concept of the evil that's out there. They cannot conceive of the thought that a criminal element within our government would actually do this to us, when, in point of fact, they've done it to us many times.
Oh, and it's been documented, and
yeah.
It even comes on the media, and it still goes in one ear right out the other.
Well,
the
you know, way. Vietnam, when Lyndon Johnson lied about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and no, the North Vietnamese patrol boats really didn't attack the ship in international waters in the Gulf of Tonkin, and they just admitted that they made it up. I mean, it's in the LBJ library here in Austin. You know, he admits it. They made it up. And so, so what? That was back in the early 60s and stuff, and 58,000 American servicemen died over there, but golly gee, that was then. And they wouldn't do that to us now. They wouldn't kill 3,000 now, even though they did kill 58,000 of us and a million or two Vietnamese based on a whopper of a lie that they just made up. And what gets me is why the American people can't grasp that. I think it upsets them so much that they reject it, you know?
Yeah, it's too much.
It's just too much for them. DB, thank you very much for the call.
I'm listening to you on in Cameron, Texas.
Well, good. I appreciate that. Take care. All right. Now, where are we at here? We got a little bit more time here in this segment. We got Butch from North Carolina on the Alex Jones Show. Butch, how you doing?
Good afternoon. Several questions. I've been trying to find any information, DVD, books, pamphlets, on the people who have made money on 9/11, like selling short.
Well, the 9/11 Commission addressed that. You see, one of the big deals, this is even reported in the mainstream media when everybody was scrambling to figure out who done it. When they reported those options on United and American Airlines, that just those airlines, that the stock was going to drop, that were placed just way in excess of normal trading. It was like a real spike, and so the deal was, well, whoever placed those options must have known that those planes are going to crash, and they were trying to make some money. And you know, it turned out, if I remember, that the options were placed at the AB Brown Deutsche Bank, and which was formerly run by the deputy director of the CIA, Buzzy Krongard, but it never went anywhere. And the 9/11 Commission obliquely addressed that with kind of a one-liner in their report, where they said, "Well, we looked into that, and we found out that the guy who placed those things had no conceivable connection to Al-Qaeda, so just forget it." And so the idea is like, what? Well, that's not the deal. What's this assumption of Al-Qaeda here? That's how they blew it off. It's in the 9/11 Commission report. That trade had no possible conceivable connection to Al-Qaeda, so it was not significant. That's how they blew that off. You know, they blow Building 7 off by refusing to acknowledge its existence. And they blow this suspicious trade thing off by saying, oh, that guy wasn't Al-Qaeda. Don't worry about it. That's ridiculous.
Also, the people who were conspicuously absent in the World Trade Center that day.
Yeah, it was not well populated that day. And of course,
I know, but is there a list of the people who happened to be absent that day?
I am unaware of it.
I can't find it. I hear there's a book out on it.
I remember there was that little kid in the schoolyard, you know, not very far away, that told his teacher, "You see those two buildings over there? They're not going to be there next week." Remember that urban legend that turned out to be true? Yeah, a little kid in the schoolyard knew about it, but gee, our government didn't. Yeah, it's funny. Go ahead.
the I hear nothing about the Port Authority, but they're the ones that were in charge of the World Trade Center.
Well, actually, the security for the World Trade Center, the security for the buildings was a Securecom Corporation. And Securecom. They on the board of Securecom was George Bush's brother Marvin,
right?
And his cousin Wirt Walker III. Again, coincidence theory. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, it's just a coincidence. It's just a wild coincidence. You tinfoil hat wearing kooks, just shut up. It's just a wild coincidence that George Bush's brother was a principal in the company in charge of security at the World Trade Center. It's just a coincidence.
Right.
You know?
Well, one other thing. If you consider the Federal Reserve, the beginning of a pyramid scheme, at the point that, say, the countries that loan us money decide to base it on something like the euro instead of the dollar,
yeah.
How did 9/11 play a part in allowing the pyramid to fall apart?
That's a good question. I can't answer it, though. Butch, appreciate the call. We're coming up on break. And when we get back, we're going to go with a few more phone calls. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Okay, we're back. back on the Alex Jones Show, and things are hopping right now. We've got Richard Reeves calling in from Ground Zero in New York. We're going to get a quick update from him, and then we're going to go, after him, we're going to go to John in South Korea. But right now we got Richard Reeves. What's going on up there, Richard?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's all going on down here in New York. We're having a big march. Alex Jones is leading us around the World Trade Center area complex. We're visiting different Silverstein properties and letting them know that they're murderers in the Silverstein group,
maybe
especially
the
at their levels.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is to pull it. So we got together with the fire department and watched the building collapse, right? That guy?
As a matter of fact, one of our chants was, pull it, Larry! Pull it, Larry! And so we did. We covered that.
The very group that tried to shut Luke down before.
That's right. That's the same group that tried to shut Luke down.
Yeah.
Same group of guys that shut Luke down about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. Alex was interviewing Luke over that.
Yep, I remember that.
And
Alex says he's going to be coming on in the next, at the top of the next hour, I think, is what he told me. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think he said early in the next hour he's going to come on.
Okay, good. So y'all are doing your thing there, huh?
One of the things they tried to do was put out a fake bomb threat to try to disperse the crowd and to try to squash our parade here. The rain's napping it a little bit, but we're the ones that are actually raining on their parade.
Who put out a fake bomb threat?
They tried to kind of put out a fake bomb threat.
Who's
they? Yeah, and they did it on Luke before. Remember when Luke, I said, I think you got wires in your backpack.
Oh,
I think it's a bomb. Remember that?
Oh yeah, okay. I remember that they falsely accused Luke of having a bomb in his backpack in order to give him an excuse to arrest him.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
man. That's what that's what they're trying to do earlier in the day. But so far, the police have done a pretty good job. They're actually escorting us around town. Right now, we are at Pine Street and looks like First Avenue. Pine Street and First Avenue. We're making a march. Coming over here up on a big church, one of these big cathedrals. Actually, Broadway and Pine Street. And we're coming up on a big church here, and we've got all kinds of media. All kinds of media. And we've got in the hundreds of people. I'm not sure how many, but we lined up wall to wall about 4 or 5 deep from one end of World Trade Center 7, the new World Trade Center 7. We were lined up, and we were definitely booming against those walls, and we had a big audience inside World Trade Center 7.
We
all come downstairs, and it's like they were taking pictures of us, so, you know.
Y'all got to be careful about that World Trade Center 7, because if anybody strikes a match on it, it'll fall down.
You know, that thing is subject to sympathy collapse, World Trade Center 7, you know, it might just fall down.
Yeah,
here's
you got to be careful.
Here's Alex.
You got
here's Alex.
Yeah. Alex, you there?
Yes, we're going from Silverstein property to Silverstein property, then the Federal Reserve, to let them know that we know who the real bosses of this are. When we get in position in the next 15, 20 minutes, I'll call in with a report and let you hear some of the chanting and what's happening right now. There's about, I don't know, 400, 500 of us. I don't know how many are here. And we're a bigger crowd than that earlier, but it rained cats and dogs. So we're got it now on down the road. So we'll be calling back in with a fuller report.
All right.
And then, of course, we'll be back in Austin tomorrow.
All right.
So, thank you for filling in. You're doing a great job, and we'll give everybody a report coming up.
All right. Well, that'll be Alex. Alex will be calling in a little bit. Okay, thanks, and thank you, Richard. Okay, I have got a caller from South Korea, John, in South Korea, since he's calling from so far away. Let's take John in South Korea. John, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
What are you doing in South Korea? What's with that? I never got a call from that far away before.
I'm actually a teacher in a small village outside of Jeonju, South Korea.
All right. Well, what do you have to add to our little discussion?
I actually just have a couple of questions. I've only actually just started recently listening to Alex Jones and watching.
Guess what?
From over here,
you just ran into a break. You know, you hear that music? That means I'm gonna have to hold you over to the break. So hang on to your questions. I apologize for that, but we gotta sell some soap or something. So John in South Korea will be back with us on the Alex Jones Show after this break, and it's gonna be a real short break, John. It's only gonna be about a minute, so we'll be back real soon.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello.